3 minutes later, having Googled North London locksmith, she's on the phone with a man at something called Judge Advocate Locks. "You don't work on Saturdays," she opens hopefully.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
"But you wouldn't be able to get here before this evening, would you?"
"Where are you?"
she tells him.
15 minutes, he says.
"You don't take visa."
"We do?"
As she hangs up, she realizes that she's lost Dorothea's number by making this call. Not that she would necessarily have been able to extract it from the phone, but it was the closest thing she had to evidence of the entire episode, other than Asian slots on the browser memory. She presses redial just to check and gets the man at Judge Advocate. "Sorry," she said. "Hit redial by mistake."
14 minutes,
he says, defensive now, and the truck arrives in more like 12. An hour later, Damien's door has two entirely new and very expensive German locks with keys that look something like you might find if you took apart a very up-to-date automatic pistol. The cube is back on the table in its accustomed place. She didn't change the lock on the street door because she doesn't know Damien's tenants or even how many there are. "Dinner with Big End," she groans, and goes to change. The car and driver from Blue Ant are waiting when she exits the street door, the two new keys on a black shoestring around her neck. She's hidden the set of spares behind one of Damien's mixing consoles in the upstairs room. Evening now, a light rain just beginning to fall. She thinks of it thinning the children's crusade still further, under the giant Fimo boots and aeroplanes and the street lamps mounted with surveillance cameras. Settled in the car's rear seat, she asks the driver, a slender and immaculate African, for the name of the station nearest their destination.
"Bow Road," he says,
but she doesn't know it. She looks at the back of his meticulously shorn head, at the niobium stud in the upper curve of his right ear, then out at passing shop fronts and restaurants. Stone Street's casual will translate as relatively dressy by her standards, so she's opted for the CPU Damien calls skirt thing, a long, narrow, anonymously made tube of black jersey with only the most minimal hemming at either end. Tight but comfortable, rides the hips well, infinitely adjustable in terms of length. Under this, black hose. Over it, a black DKNY cardigan, undekinied, with a pair of nail scissors. New old stock pumps from a vintage place in Paris.